Hello and welcome to Let's Talk IVF. Our aim is to cut through the overwhelming amount of clinical information and give you a clearer understanding about the science, the emotional impact, and everything in between. Hosted by Sophia Beziotto, a scientist with 25 years of experience in the field of fertility, we want to thank you for listening. Now, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk IVF Episode 2. My name is Sophia Beziotto, and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me for this podcast, The 5 Most Important Things You Need to Know for IVF. So this last week was a little unusual for me as I ended up in the hospital on a Sunday afternoon. The story began when I woke up on Friday morning with a sore elbow. I had been in enough pain throughout the night and did not sleep well. However, I chose to ignore the pain and just ice my elbow throughout the day because I was working and much too busy for self-care. By the time late afternoon had arrived, I was in considerable pain, and trying to get to a GP at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon in Sydney is simply crazy thinking. It was simply never going to happen. As my condition worsened, I finally called the after-hours GP to the house. He arrived at 1:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning. The diagnosis was bursitis with infection, and I needed to attend my regular GP later that morning. After visiting the local GP, they gave me antibiotics, and I thought all would be well. However, by late Sunday afternoon, I had to attend the emergency department at my local hospital because the swelling in my elbow had now traveled the entire length of my arm. The hospital gave me IV antibiotics, a cast, and sling to immobilize my arm, and I was soon back on my way home. So the moral of the story is, please don't ignore the warning signs your body is giving you. You experience pain for a reason. Take heed. If I had listened to my pain on Friday morning, I would have prevented the hospital visit on Sunday. Self-care is so important, and even more so when you're on your IVF journey. So back to the 5 important things you need to know for IVF. The first important thing you need to know for IVF is choosing a clinic. Whilst many clients will allow this decision to be made for them, it is really important that you choose your clinic based on a couple of important factors. You will spend a great deal of time attending your clinic. Blood tests, sperm preparation, ultrasounds are regularly performed. So it is imperative that you find a clinic close to your home or work for ease of access. One client I was talking with recently was honestly thinking of traveling to a Gold Coast clinic when she lived in Brisbane. After a few minutes of discussion together and a little thought overnight, it became clear to her that asking her husband to drive 1 hour to collect his semen sample on the day of egg collection and then wait around in case of problems would probably be a little too much to ask. Wisely, she changed her mind and opted to stay with the current clinic in Brisbane. Embryo transfers happen throughout the day, so it's important that you're not getting caught up in traffic and experiencing parking issues, thereby stressing yourself out just prior to your transfer. I had one client sprinting to the clinic for an embryo transfer. She was out of breath, and when the embryo was up on the screen and she was talking to the doctor, it was quite clear that this lady was still in a state of unrest as her breathing was rapid and she was extremely anxious. By the time her husband had managed to find a parking spot, the transfer was over and he had missed this important occasion. The embryo transfer is the most crucial time of your cycle, and I cannot impress upon you how important it is to be there in a calm state. No one would expect you to be completely stress-free. However, the number of clients I have seen over the years who have been completely harrowed by their journey to the clinic is significant. It is much better to arrive earlier, have something at the local cafe, and be in a better frame of mind just prior to your embryo transfer. This is done easily when travel distances are smaller. The second important thing you need to know for IVF is mindset. There is a whole side of your fertility treatment that will not have been discussed with you, the emotional factor, and just how much your treatment will affect you and your relationship. The strength of your relationship will be tested as you launch into unfamiliar territory that is largely determined by stages that you need to pass in order to progress to the next. And all of these stages and tests are deeply personal as they relate to the eggs or the sperm, and thereby, by extension, are blamed often on one partner or the other. Occasionally, there are no obvious problems to focus upon and no clear cause of infertility. In these idiopathic cases, there is often a sense of hopelessness, as there is no real reason that you cannot achieve pregnancy. This is a stressful time, and whilst I would never suggest that you try and relax, I would recommend that you find ways to reduce your stress and anxiety levels daily. So how can you reduce your stress? First, let's look at the easy things you can do to reduce tension and increase endorphins, those natural feel-good hormones released when you exercise. Walking is a simple way to clear out your thoughts and get some exercise. Swimming is another easy, low-impact way to increase your movement. Now, whilst you may call it exercise, for some people, it's better to reframe this word as movement. Increasing these episodes of movement, 30 minutes a day, every day, or an hour a day, three times a week, is more than sufficient. Not massive, sweaty episodes, only doing as much as you can, as gently as your body needs, but enough to get your mind feeling less tension. That's all that is required. I have one client that is office bound and who does sit-ups and push-ups by her desk daily, as she does not have the time after work to get out and exercise. Another client moves her laptop to the top of her filing cabinet, so for half her working day, she is standing up and not in that sedentary seated position. This has great benefits for your health, not sitting in the same position. Heart function and oxygenation of your body improves significantly when you're standing up. We will delve deeper into the area of mindset in an upcoming episode, as there is so much to discuss on this topic. The third important thing you need to know for IVF is health. Being at your optimal health will give you a better chance of achieving pregnancy. Taking the recommended doses of folic acid prior to conceiving, ensuring that your rubella and other vaccinations are up to date, are important considerations. Depending on your ethnic background, it may also be recommended that you check your vitamin D levels prior to attending your fertility clinic. Naturally, at all times, you should consult your GP to discuss your individual health needs. Drinking 2 liters of water daily, preferably filtered, is another easy way to improve your health and ultimately the quality of your eggs and sperm. Our bodies are made up of 70% water, so it makes sense to replenish these stores often throughout the day, giving your cells the moisture they require to function properly. Nourishing your body with healthy whole foods is important to keep you in optimal physical health. Limiting the processed foods you eat and opting for fresh foods will give you health benefits, as will cutting back on sugar. It is difficult to know where most sugar lies in our everyday food, so I'd recommend checking the labels of your food and becoming familiar with the sugar content and other additives that you are regularly ingesting. If you are overweight, then it is better for your fertility to get to a healthier weight range for your height. Body mass index, or BMI, is frequently used to measure the optimal weight to height ratio, with a healthy range being between 20 to 25 on the BMI scale. This is calculated by dividing your weight in kilos by your height in meters squared. So for example, if you are 71 kilos and 1.76 meters tall, your BMI is 22.9. If you are a smoker, then quitting is best for your optimal fertility health. The negative health concerns with smoking are well known. There are numerous studies proving the impacts of smoking on fertility for both men and women. Making these small changes to your habits will enable you to have a healthier body and therefore healthier sperm and eggs for your fertility treatment. The fourth important thing you need to know for IVF is support. Remembering that during fertility treatment, especially for those stimulated cycles, if you are a female having injections, your hormone levels are incredibly high. Emotionally, you may feel overwhelmed with the simplest of tasks that otherwise would not faze you. It is important to be kind to yourself and let others know how you are feeling, so you're not experiencing the highs and lows of the emotional journey on your own. If possible, I would suggest you do tell your friends and family about your treatment, not so that they can pry into your medical treatment, more for the support of having people that you can talk to and discuss your concerns and fears. While many clients will discuss this with their partners at the time, if you're undergoing fertility treatment, there will already be pressure within your relationship due to the unexpected trouble achieving pregnancy. Over the years, I've seen many mums, sisters, and best friends accompany women to their embryo transfers. This is a welcome sight and means that these clients have extra support at a time when they need it the most. Although men may not find it easy to discuss their feelings with their mates, it is important that they do have friends that they can talk to, as fertility treatment is not easy for men. With 50% of fertility issues being due to male factor problems. If they do not have a group of close friends, it is important that they seek help from coaches or counselors to get support that they will need both during and after treatment. Approximately 40% of my clients are men. They often tell me that they feel overwhelmed and have no control over the process and no ability to fix the situation. Most of the fertility treatment is undertaken by the female, and in these particular couple situations, the male often feels quite isolated. This is difficult for men, and often the lack of power and the unknown possibilities make it hard for them to reach out to their friends for support. This is especially the case when male factor or sperm problems are given as the reason for fertility treatment. Whilst there is always success stories, the hardest part is when a cycle fails. It is at these times that you need to ensure you have your tribe close by to talk with and gather support. The fifth most important thing you need to know for IVF is finance. The financial cost of fertility treatment is huge, as on average, most clients will undergo at least 3 cycles. For some clients, this figure is much higher. At an average of $10,000 to $15,000 per stimulated cycle, it is incredible how some clients can afford so many cycles. One client I spoke with recently had 19 cycles in Australia. Another client was 48 years old and had a child at 45 years of age with donor eggs from a treatment cycle in Greece. She returned for further treatment and miscarried after the second transfer, however, still wanted to go back and have another cycle overseas. These cycles, including the donor eggs, can be $20,000 to $25,000, including overseas flights and accommodation. Undergoing fertility treatment can be financially crippling for many clients. While some will borrow the money, extend home loans, max out credit cards, and early release their super, this is a really important discussion to have with your partner prior to starting your fertility treatment. At what point will you decide to stop treatment, and when is enough enough? As mentioned earlier, the emotional toll is extraordinary on a relationship when you're having fertility treatment, and the financial burden is often the nail in the coffin for most people. So to recap, these are my top 5 most important things that you should consider when undergoing fertility treatment: choosing a clinic, mindset, health, support, finance. So until the next episode, take care and keep smiling.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope you learned something new today. If you'd like more information, please visit our website at www.ivfcoachingclinic.com.au or our Facebook page, IVF Coaching Clinic, where you can talk to Sophia directly and find out more information about coaching and how it can assist you further. Until next time.